British researchers have met with Texas Tech University researchers and agreed to work together to develop critically needed protective garments for first responders to natural disasters and bioterror attacks. Ron Kindall, director of Texas Tech University's Institute of Environmental and Human Health, says the garments will provide military and emergency personnel with protective wear that is lighter, easier to wear for longer periods, and offers increased protection from contaminants and toxins.
It's similar to going from VHS technology to DVD technology, the next generation, and a more flexible suit that's breathable and that allows the first responder, as an example, to be able to get around easier, move more flexible in it, and therefore be able to increase what they're capable of doing.
The new garments will be developed with a novel protective fabric technology using carbon, cotton, and other fibers. The technology was created earlier this year by Texas Tech researchers. The joint project is in response to a call for modernization of chemical and biological defense capabilities by the U.S. Department of Defense. Paul Dunderdale Sr., Vice President of Rimploy Frontline in the U.K., says it's the goal of this consortium that all emergency services personnel have the most effective protective suits.
The important thing in this area is technical fibers and technical fabrics that work and are lightweight and robust. This is where we see a key area, so that they can, the first responders can actually wear them comfortably and for longer periods. That's the key.
The new research partnership includes the Texas Tech University's Institute of Environmental and Human Health, the British company Rimploy Frontline, the world's premier manufacturer of protective clothing, and the Texas-based manufacturer Hobbs Bonded Fibers. For Texas Tech University, I'm Ron Reed.